going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rich, all eyes are now on the Pittsburgh Steelers with Shedeur Sanders still out there. We know he had a good visit. We know he is now available. We do not know if the Steelers are going to pick him. My understanding is, as of yesterday, they were going back and forth. Is the value worth it? Split in the room. We will see what decision they make.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon.
First snap of the game with Loveland in motion is a toss. It is going to be a loss, and wow, immediately Derek Harmon makes his presence felt. He's looking to throw, but he's not going to get time. Down he goes at the 40, and it's Derek Harmon.
Second and 10, handoff. Judkins, no running room. Derek Harmon closed up the hole.
Yeah, Derek Harmon shows some quickness along with power. Here he is right here. Watch how quick he is getting off the ball into the backfield, and he beats Donovan Jackson.
And it's Oregon football.
Wow.
This ball came out. Harmon comes away with it, ripped it away from Judge.
It's kind of boring at times last night for a lot of people. That was a good thing. The safe pick for the Steelers. Nice and quiet. Just take the obvious one. But then things took a little turn, didn't they, Limits? When the New York... They didn't take a turn?
Oh, actually, it took a turn for good, in my mind.
Okay, we'll get to opinions in a moment, but clearly it took a turn when the Giants jumped back into the first round and took Jackson Dart. I thought that added a little bit of drama. You didn't?
Yeah, actually, a little bit of drama, yes. It was more so me happy that none of the quarterbacks were taken at 21.
Yeah, I hear you. I think a lot of people agree with that, but I don't. I certainly don't. But yeah, that's when everything turned, and that's when things heated up, and that's when really the spotlight for me even more pointed right at the Steelers, the fact that the Giants got back in at 25 and took Jackson Dart. And we can laugh all we want at the New York Giants, but they've won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers. Did you know that, Limits?
Yes.
Steelers haven't been competitive in one in nearly a decade. The New York Giants have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers. And also, the Giants got, I think, the guy. There was so much drama around would the Steelers take Shedeur Sanders, and really not a lot that they passed up Jackson Dart. For me, that was the guy. And not just for me. You heard Ben. We've played his clips. Big Jackson Dart fan. Jack Ham, big Jackson Dart fan. Dan Orlovsky, a Jackson Dart guy. Our very own Pat Bostic sat right in that seat across from me, a Jackson Dart guy. Well, what do the Giants know? I don't know. What do the Steelers know? Before their last two first-round picks, and I think we can agree that Well, obviously, the jury's still out on Fatanu, very much still out on Broderick Jones. And if you look at a decade's worth of first-round picks before that, I think you could fairly say, depending on how you feel about Bud Dupree, that the Steelers went 2 for 10 on those first-round picks. Maybe 3 if you want to include Dupree. I don't, because he was borderline bust for 4 years and then all of a sudden was good. But however you feel about that, point being, if we're going to sit here and say, what do the Giants know? I would accompany that with, well, what do the Steelers know? And it's not really about Derek Carmen. I do think that he's a good player, potentially good player. I like having a possibly destructive player on the defensive line. I saw that there's a medical red flag on him, but he says he's fine. Shoulder issue that I think Mike Garofalo reported the other day. But it's not really about him. It's what they didn't do. And it's about this. It boils down to this for me, Limits. And that is, it's very hard to get excited about anything when you don't have a quarterback. When you're sitting here waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Now, the Steelers could jump back in here. They have some currency in the form of George Pickens. I'd still take a swing on Shador. I might take one on Jalen Milroe. So they could, I suppose, but that's certainly not the vibe. The vibe is that they want Aaron Rodgers, and I think Aaron Rodgers will be here. I think he's going to be the quarterback. My guess is that at least part of his motivation for waiting is to see if they took a first-round guy. I don't think he wants that pain in the behind on every time he has a bad throw or a bad game. People are screaming, you know, for Shador or Jackson Dart or whoever. But for me, the Steelers got it wrong. They bypassed a guy who could be their franchise quarterback. And I know one of the retorts to that will be, well, no quarterback's going to thrive in this environment anyway. And I definitely hear that. We had a topic, what was it, about a month ago. How would Patrick Mahomes have done if he was drafted by the Steelers? And my take was they'd have no Super Bowls right now. They would have handcuffed him. They would have ruined him. So probably not a great environment for quarterbacks. Is it a great one for defensive linemen? How are they developing? Tomlin talked about the extreme urgency of drafting a defensive lineman. Do we have that clip? Oh, Limitless Wonder. This was Tomlin upon taking Derek Carmen.
Extreme urgency, to be quite honest with you. There's no substitute for young talent. You don't have a chance to fill a quality defense unless you're stout inside and up front. And this is a young guy, man, that has an opportunity to learn from the likes of Cam Hayward and put his hand in that pile and be a significant contributor for us for years to come.
I think he could be a significant contributor. But why are they in a state of extreme urgency at the critical position of defensive line? How did they get there? And the easy answer is by neglect of that position and incompetence in developing it. They haven't taken many defensive linemen, certainly haven't taken many high in the draft. And then when they get them, well, you have Loudermilk, you have Leal. I thought Keanu Benton took a step back. He's not a good run defender. He still could be a good player. So you get to the point of extreme urgency because of that. And you bottom out in a playoff game where you give up 300 yards rushing. So I don't know if he was aware, but that was an extreme self-indictment to say we're in a position of extreme urgency along the defensive line. A couple of other things about this as we sort of jump around on opinions, and I want to get yours. I want to line these up at 412-928-9370 on your opinion of the Steelers having Sanders, Dart on the board, not making the pick, instead taking Derek Carmen. And again, I think he could be a nice pick. He could be. Pat Freiermuth was a nice pick. Wasn't the right pick. Steelers had an extreme need at center at the time, and bypassed a guy in Creed Humphrey who's on a Hall of Fame track. Najee Harris was a nice pick, okay pick, good, decent player. Not the right pick. There's a big difference. Derek Harmon may very well be a nice player. I think he was the wrong pick. 928-9370. And again, it's just, for me, there's one story here and there's one need here. A franchise quarterback. They don't have one. The Giants jump back in. And again, you can laugh and mock the Giants all you want. And Brian Daboll, he hasn't exactly made people forget about Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin there. But Brian Daboll, I think, has a better eye for quarterbacks and history for developing quarterbacks than anybody the Steelers have, I think. Mike Tomlin's 0 for 5 on Ben replacements. Arthur Smith oversaw a draft where his future's on the line in Atlanta as the head coach, and their best thinking got them Desmond Ridder. And then they brought in Marcus Mariota and Taylor Heineke and people like that. But Desmond Ridder was going to be their guy. I'm assuming he had a lot of pull with that draft pick. Daboll helped in the development of Tua and Jalen Hurts when they won a national championship at Alabama. And then, if you ever listen to Josh Allen talk about people who really turned him into the player he is because he was sort of raw, you know, wildly talented but raw coming out of college, Daboll is one of the guys he'll mention first. So go ahead and laugh at him and laugh at them. I think Jackson Dart wound up in a pretty good place for quarterback development. Now, that whole thing could blow up because they're the Giants and because he might be on his last legs there, Daboll, and they have the weird situation of also having Russell Wilson and Winston. But I think they made a good pick, and I'm betting Ben Roethlisberger thinks they made a good pick, and Jack Ham and Orlovsky and Bostic and plenty of others. You better keep taking swings at that position if you're going to win. Here's how I look at the NFL. You have teams, a group of teams with a legit chance to win it all, real contenders, and then you have everybody else. And the Steelers, make no mistake, are firmly in the group of everybody else. Nobody expects a thing from them. And while they may have drafted a nice defensive lineman at an important position, I'll acknowledge, they don't have a quarterback. They're sitting here waiting on Aaron Rodgers. The room right now consists of Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson. They had a chance to get one, and they didn't. 412-928-9370. 928-9370 off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think Ian Rappaport reporting that there was a split in the Steelers draft room on Shador Sanders. Should they take him at 21? I think a lot of people thought they would. Here's what I would say about that. If Mike Tomlin was dead set on Sanders, he would be a Steeler right now. I have a real hard time believing that Tomlin was talked out of anything, was overruled. Mike Tomlin's power in this organization has only increased over the years. And you're telling me if he was in love with Shador Sanders and wanted him to be the guy moving forward, they were going to overrule him or talk him out of it? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the simple fact of the matter is that he wasn't enamored with Sanders. I think old Aaron Wilson may have gotten it right over anybody else when he said maybe that meeting wasn't great. And I think people interpret that like, you know, what they thought Sanders was a jerk or, you know, something went horribly wrong. No, it probably just means they weren't all that impressed and didn't think of him as their future. If Mike Tomlin wanted him, he's here. Mike, you're listening out there. You know, I know, we all know that what Mike Tomlin wants, he gets. He's one of the most powerful coaches in all of sports. So please don't tell me that you think the room was split and that Tomlin wanted Sanders and was overruled by people. That ain't happening. Unless Art is adamant, and I don't think Art steps in and says, no, you can't take that quarterback. I don't think that happens. I think Tomlin essentially runs the organization. So here we are, Limits, a day later, and I know you like the pick. And I don't want to say I don't like the pick. I think he has a chance to be a good player. The medical red flag is slightly concerning. So it's really not about Harmon. I do think he has a chance to be a nice player. I compare it to Freiermuth. I do. And if you draft a pretty good player or a good player, then that's never a terrible pick. I just think they had a chance to address really the only need they have. Because if you don't have a quarterback, then what do you have? I even think the Browns have made a great move here by getting the Jags' first-round pick next year. They, if and you have said it yourself, Limits, clearly the Steelers have put their eggs, unless they surprise us and make a move here today. They've put their eggs in next year's basket. Wouldn't you rather be the Browns right now?
In terms
with
of
the Jags'
capital,
pick and their
yes.
own pick?
Yes, in terms of draft capital, yes, I would.
So your thoughts on all of this, how it went down?
The Steelers got it right. For two reasons. They needed to address defensive line. We all know that. Where Baltimore absolutely ran all over them 300 yards. That picture of Derrick Henry and six Steelers trailing him in the background as he completely split the defense is probably living in Art Rooney's mind. And it would not have surprised me if Art is the one that dictated that defensive tackle was ultimately the pick. Secondly, in terms of the quarterbacks, yes, they need one. They need to get one somehow. But if you draft the wrong quarterback, and if you are not sold enough on the right guy, which clearly Tomlin and Omar Khan and Rooney were not, whether it be Sanders or whether it be Dart, if you are not sold on that type of guy, and you take him anyway just because it's a need, that could be more of a problem than a solution, because you are going to give that guy multiple years to try to figure it out and realize if they are the guy or not.
And I think it's worth it. And do you trust Tomlin and Khan on quarterbacks that they will make that they know how to identify and develop a quarterback?
Not entirely, but I do trust that the entire league, 31 teams picked last night, none of the 31 picked Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, how many of them picked Lamar Jackson?
Sure. Whatever. You could throw that argument out there.
Oh, I will. I don't trust NFL teams on quarterbacks. They're all stupid, but go ahead.
My point of the matter, which I've always stuck behind from this entire process.
How many chose Jalen Hurts? Passed on him. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Limits.
That I've stuck with this entire process has been, do not take a quarterback in this class. Go for higher upside next year. Bank on it. Sure, you're pushing it further on down the road. And if you do ultimately bank on Aaron Rodgers, fine. If he doesn't come here, might even be entirely better, because then you can stack the cards closer to next year. I think they made the right call in not reaching for any of these quarterbacks.
And you may be proven right, and I would guess that most people agree with you.
And I think I will be right on both. I don't want to come out and say that both
well,
are going to be
clear.
A bust.
You've said your opinion.
But
you
I
must
think
it's right.
I don't
yes.
think either are going to be very good at all.
We'll see. I think Brian Daboll may have a better eye for quarterbacks than you do.
Well, Brian Daboll's about to get fired if he doesn't have a good year this year with
the
Giants.
Yeah, it's not his fault he inherited Daniel Jones, is it?
No, but what have they done to try to replace Daniel Jones?
They just moved back into the first round to get Jackson Dart. That's what they did.
Well, they could have moved up to get Cam Ward.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jacksonville clearly was aggressive enough for the guy they wanted with Travis Hunter.
I like a guy who has been instrumental in the development of Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. At least over a guy who's now 0-for-5 on replacing Ben, whose best thinking got him Kenny Pickett, whose best thinking had him get Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And then when the organization went on the record and said, those are our priorities, one of those two, didn't get Fields back here and didn't even make an offer that we know of to Russell Wilson. In fact, they brought back one of the guys that Tomlin rejected the year before that they wanted him so badly that they didn't even make him an offer
in
Mason Rudolph.
If you are so concerned about Tomlin and Omar Khan's judgment of quarterbacks, why are you so staunch in them needing to pick Dart?
Because you have to take a quarterback, and that gets back to the point of...
You just have to, even if, you know, they're...
You have to keep taking swings. Do you trust Kahn and Tomlin on quarterbacks?
Not entirely, no.
Do you?
I don't. I mean, 0 for 5 is a real
thing. What do you mean not entirely?
Thing.
How about not at all?
Yeah, I don't want to say completely not at all, but my confidence level's not high. The meter's at like 25%.
I mean...
It's not high.
The best way to phrase that, is not, oh, you have to take a quarterback, even if they all suck. The best way to phrase it is, you got to keep taking swings on guys until you get it right.
Right, and they're probably going to take a swing on a guy in the third or fourth round. Doesn't mean that's going to be a starter.
A big swing. Okay, Tyler Shuck, again, who's older than Ron Cook, is not a big swing. I've got The Athletic, I think, having them take Will Howard in the third round. You excited about
not
that?
Not at all. But I would have been I wouldn't have been excited about Sanders or Darda anyway.
I know you would. And I can't sell you on that. And again, most people probably agree. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger doesn't.
I don't know. I think you have some
Jack
people on
Hamm
your side.
Doesn't. No, I know
I think
I
you
do.
Have a
I
lot
just,
more.
I just named
think.
Them. Ben?
No, I'm talking about the populace.
Well, we'll see. See, I think the big story, the biggest story here is the cloud of delusion that people are under regarding the Steelers, not necessarily here anymore. I think people have wised up here, but nationally. And then just sort of the air with which Mike Tomlin and the people running the Steelers carry themselves. Why should I believe anything he says on draft day? Before their last two first-round picks, where the jury's still out, they're 2 for 10. Like this was some obvious pick, and of course we got it right. Do you have the DNA quote limits? I'd love to hear that one. The Steelers' DNA quote.
This was Tomlin on Harmon being selected.
He has Steeler DNA. For us, man, it starts inside and up front.
Does it?
And this is a guy that's capable of dominating
what?
That space.
It's a stop.
Dominating the space.
With you, it starts inside and up front. You could have fooled me. Offensively, your team can't get a yard to save your lives, ever. You get punished up front. Defensively, you just gave up 8,000 yards in a playoff game. And by the way, you went into Baltimore and got pounded the game before that up front, too. They just neglected. Actually, Henry had a good game that day, too. And that was for the division. The Eagles stuffed the ball down your throats. But more to the point, in the years before that, your defense, the one that you said was going to be elite, the one that you spent more money than anybody in the league on, gave up 40 points in 3 consecutive playoff games over a number of years, which set an NFL record. And Josh Allen could have put up 40 if he wanted. Lamar could have put up 40 if he wanted. Your defense that you built, I'm sure with an accent on, quote, Steeler DNA, can't even keep a playoff game close. They can't even put your team in position to maybe be competitive late in a playoff game. And that's the delusion I'm talking about when Tomlin gets up there and talks about Steeler DNA. You know, it always begins up front with us. What? Have you watched the team? It always begins up front. What happens when you guys need a yard on offense in Cleveland or at home against Cincinnati or in a playoff game? You wouldn't even go for 4th-and-1 early in Baltimore in that playoff game if it was in your team's DNA, where you were brutish up front and pushed people around and did whatever you wanted and intimidated people, because it always begins up front with you. You would have gone for it early in that game because you had to know Lamar was not going to be stopped that day. But you didn't. You punted. I just don't know how people don't pierce this cloud of delusion that begins with Mike Tomlin. Steeler DNA? What? It begins up front. Okay. All right. I guess, unless we've been watching them.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For the past 8 years or so. Limits, I'm sure phone calls are lining up, yes?
Like Malzy in a craft beer house, or Pony at a Syracuse game.
I like that.
Or Crowley at the Mountaineers tailgate.
I do like that. Or Crowley in Ireland at a bar,
yes,
right?
Yes, Crowley in Ireland, which maybe we can find a way to get invited to. I don't think that'll work out.
So, regardless of you and I disagree on whether they got the pick right,
yes,
surely we agree on this notion that the Steelers always get it right. You can feel that just rising out of your television, like, trust the Steelers. They get it right. They're going up front. This is what the Steelers do. No, this is what the Steelers do. Before Fatanu and Jones, their first round picks were Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, their first pick in 2020, although the second round, Chase Claypool, Devin Bush, Terrell Edmonds, got it very right with TJ, Artie Burns, Bud Dupree, got it very right with Ryan Shazier, and Jarvis Jones. To my way of thinking, that's 2 for 10, maybe 3 for 10. But I keep reading and hearing today, oh, typical Steelers, they went safe, they got it right. They always do, don't they? And then the head coach gets up there and talks about how this fits our DNA. Yeah, we're the Steelers. We push people around. Starts up front with us. Let's hear that quote one more time. Limits.
This was Tomlin on Harmon right after he was drafted.
He has Steeler DNA. For us, man, it starts inside and up front. And this is a guy that's capable of dominating that space.
And he may be. And that would be a good thing. Again, this isn't so much about Derek Harmon. It's about delusion, really. That makes it sound like, yeah, this is just what we do, man. We push people around. Begins up front with the Steelers. Well, you could have fooled me. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the phone line, so Limitless Wonder. Donnie Football going to join us later today. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us. We have a reporter, I think, from the Oregonian talking about Derek Harmon. We've got all kinds of treats. But you deserve a chance to step up and talk, you know, about the state of the team, yes, and about the first round pick. What might happen in the second round, Limits? They have some currency here in George Pickens. Like, if they pulled this off where they dealt Pickens or somehow got into the second round and took Shador or even Milroe, then I'd say, all right, big swing. I'm back on board here.
That would definitely be a big swing, but is it a Jack Sawinski swing or is it an Aaron Judge swing? I think we would just
it's
have to
It's a Matt
wait.
Gorski swing,
That's
my friend.
Right.
How about him?
What a swing from Gorski. And finally, they bring him up, he's the first player since Starling Marte in the organization, first at-bat homers.
It's in the Pirates' DNA. Go ahead.
Here is Raymond in Raleigh to start us off.
Hi, Raymond in Raleigh.
Yeah, it's Brandon in Raleigh, but that's okay. How are you guys doing today?
Same thing. Good. How are you?
Good. Hey,
Joe, I'm on board with you. I was really hoping for Dart. I've actually been saying it for months since, you know, the Reese's Senior Bowl. You hear about this kid. I read an article on him a couple weeks ago. They have to send him home at 10:30 at night at Ole Miss because he studies film so much. Heard the Big Ben quotes. Really was hoping for Dart. But you know what? The more I was waiting on hold listening to you guys talk, my confidence meter in Tomlin developing a quarterback is on empty. You're exactly right. He would have handcuffed him. He would not have let him loose. He would have not have opened up the playbook for him. I don't think we're going to have a true quarterback in this franchise until we move on from Tomlin.
That might be a good point, and that's hard to ignore, but I think you still have to bring in quarterbacks. I think you have to, and maybe you have to hope that just sort of, you know, overwhelming talent or something can help to overcome that. But accompanying that, what about how they develop defensive linemen? They're not exactly a D-line factory either, are they?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think Tomlin has not evolved with the game. The NFL is completely different right now than it was 5 years ago, and completely different 5 years ago than it was 10 years ago. And I do not think Tomlin has evolved with the game whatsoever. I think he's comfortable winning games 16-13 or 16-10. I think that's what he wants. That's what the Steelers' DNA is.
Until they get to the playoffs and give up 40, then it becomes a little bit of an issue. And that's the other thing. Tomlin clearly over many years has tried to build a defense through draft, through paying people, the most expensive defense in the league. He's a defensive coach. He wants to win that way, and they barely do. They win more than they lose largely that way, but nobody takes them seriously as a contender. I mean, as I said, you divide the NFL into two groups of teams. Teams with a legit chance and teams that don't have one. And that goes all the way from the Steelers, I would say, who are at the high end of mediocrity, all the way down to, you know, the Giants, for example. But they're all in the same batch. Either you got a chance or you don't. They don't. And Aaron Rodgers won't give them that chance. Next.
Here is Greg in Youngstown.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I'd love to pick. We should have been drafting defensive linemen the last 4 years. I mean, look, you say we don't draft defensive linemen. Hayward, Tuitt, the other guy that went out to Frisco and to the Eagles. We've drafted defensive linemen. We just haven't drafted defensive linemen. You've got to have a strong defensive line now. Linebackers don't work. Defensive line work. We'll find a quarterback next year. Don't panic. Everybody panics. You got to build your team up a little
bit. When would you start to panic? It's been 8 years since they were even competitive in a single playoff game. You do make a good point about Hargrave and Tuitt. That was a while ago now, and so was Hayward. So my reference...
They haven't drafted defensive linemen, though. They haven't drafted defensive linemen.
No, that was my point. Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah, I mean, but Sanders isn't good. Dart's not... I heard the NFL Network today on the radio. They ripped on Dart. They ripped on
That's
Sanders.
Fine.
Don't draft these guys.
Ben does think he's good.
Oh, Ben's full of it. He talks on the first side of his mouth all the time.
Jack Ham?
Don't believe what Ben...
Jack Ham thinks he's good.
I don't know. Don't believe what Ben said.
You know what about Jack Ham? You sound like an old-time Steeler guy. Jack Ham's been watching football his whole life. My old compatriot here, Ron Cook, says Jack Ham taught him more football than anybody on the planet. He loves Jackson Dart.
The best Steeler who reviews a draft is Hodge, and Hodge ripped on Sanders.
Yeah, Hodge praised Kenny Pickett, too.
But he also ripped on Manziel when he was coming out.
He also said there was only first-round talent in 2020, and he said it was Burrow, and it was a draft that produced Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Okay, so he's in the same boat.
If he got Sanders, you'd have a three-ring circus, you'd have his dad. You have all the garbage that goes along with them. Everybody doesn't want this three-ring circus anymore around this team.
No three-ring circus. You just have guys showing up late to a Christmas Day game against the Chiefs, and then the head coach claiming he forgot about it. What?
They drafted a three-ring circus in Pickens. They knew this guy was going to be trouble.
You just intimated that you don't need the three-ring circus. It's still here, and they're about to sign Aaron Rodgers, for God's sakes. Aaron Rodgers is the ringmaster. You're going to have he's going to be shot out of a cannon. You want a three-ring circus? You're going to have him getting shot out of a cannon and tightrope walkers and him talking about Chinese spy balloons and everything else. What are you talking about? They invite the three-ring circus. They run the three-ring circus. They should be run by Barnum and Bailey.
Yes, okay, so I agree with you. Trade Pickens. I would trade Pickens, too. For a second,
you're going to have the thin man walking around here at quarterback. Yes, I would trade Pickens. Thank you, sir. Don't want the three-ring circus around here as they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers to call them and come in.
What a rant by you as you sip your coffee and look at me through the glass.
What else do they do at the circus limits? I was hoping to get a couple more lines in there.
Got to get some popcorn at the circus, and there's elephants
at the circus. Yeah.
Usually
a
somebody
trapeze
has
artist.
Usually
right?
A dog jumps through some hoops at the circus.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Everybody shows up on time for the circus, though.
I don't know if I like the circus. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was never a big circus guy. I remember I went to the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland with my Uncle Paul and was very excited as a kid for the circus, and it let me down a little.
Yeah, I was a kid at the circus years ago. My parents took me and one of my good friends. And now I think to myself, we should just have the animals, you know, live in a nice little place. They don't need to be in the circus.
They don't need to be in the circus.
No.
Yeah. There was a girl who worked at Supercuts down on Banksville Road at one point. And limits, she went to circus practice on the south side. She could fold herself up into a washing machine. I never saw her do it, but she told me she could. And the other people in the Supercuts verified it. She was like, what do you say? Quadruple jointed or something.
Wow.
She said, I could fold myself into a washing machine. And they go to circus practice. Can you imagine that? Do they have a coach? Do they run sprints at circus practice?
There's probably a director.
Do they,
you know, like a conductor of the circus for
are the
how
animals
the
there?
Go?
Do they give like a motivational speech before circus practice limits?
What do you think the halftime speech is like halfway through?
I don't know what they do. It's amazing.
The circus.
I went to Sport Clips today for a haircut. Do you like the haircut?
You went this morning.
Yeah.
Look nice.
The guy who gave me the haircut, I was already knee deep in this gigantic thing of coffee. I honestly think he thought I needed immediate professional help.
I would understand why he would say that.
Because I burst into song at one point, about you, actually.
Was it?
Limitless Wonder as the Savvy News, that type of thing.
Yes, you don't want the audience to hear it?
And he said, where does that come from? And I said, I don't know. I said, a lot of people bite their nails, other people smoke. I said, I cover up my anxiety and fear by bursting into random nonsensical limericks. Derek Harmon, I think, can be a good player. Again, it's not about what they did. It's about what they didn't do. And we can certainly find some passionate reaction on Jackson Dart, on Shador Sanders. And we found some. Oh, my God, have we found some. Our old compatriot here, Greg Giannotti, and I was just during the intermission there, I went down a rabbit hole, and suddenly there's Boomer and Gio, which I watch in the mornings often. And Greg Giannotti, it seems like once a year, maybe once every couple of years, normally fairly mild-mannered, very talented. But once a year or so, he completely loses his mind, and it makes for great entertainment. So you want passionate reaction to Jackson Dart and Sanders. We have a clip here from Giannotti this morning, and also one from Ryan Clark, who was standing around, I guess, at Lambeau. You know, he was going to go on set, but was watching the Steelers pick. Who was he with? Fred Taylor, of all people?
Yeah, he was with his guys from the Pivot podcast.
The old Jacksonville running back, Fred Taylor?
That's his guy.
So here are a couple of extremely passionate reactions. Which one would you like to go with first here, Limits?
Well, let's start with Giannotti first on WFAN with a guy calling him out about Jackson Dart highlights.
Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay.
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Okay, Mike. Okay? Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second.
Hold on a second.
For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier, that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike? Seriously. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense. Go look up Matt Corral. How'd that work out? God, I just crumpled up a read. I'm so sorry.
Matt Corral's in the UFL, but
that's great.
That's somebody else called him out on something maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and he snapped. Limits, I think I need to hear that again before we hear Ryan Corbett. That was so good. Of course, I don't agree with him, but or John Gruden. I'm on Team Ben. I'm on Team Ham and Orlovsky. I'm on Team Bostic with Jackson Dart.
Mm.
But, man, it's all fun anyway, so who cares? And this was pure entertainment. Let's go back to our friend Greg Giannotti because this deserves a curtain call.
Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay.
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Okay, Mike. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. Hold on a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him play? How many times? Seriously. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense. Go look up Matt Corral. How'd that work out? God, I just crumpled up a read. I'm so sorry.
Matt Corral's in the UFL. But
I love the guy adding that Matt Corral's in the UFL. And then Boomer losing it. Okay, now let's move on to Ryan Clark. So he's standing around. It looks like he's at a party, which I guess he is, like a bonfire or something. And they're waiting to see. Now, Shador is his guy. He wanted the Steelers to take Shador Sanders. And he's there with Fred Taylor and another guy. I don't know who it was on his podcast.
Yeah, the pivot. Here it is.
I mean, Dewey, he's a good player. Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph.
He's all right.
He went to Tennessee and got worse. You know what we're going to do? Oh, let's wait for Aaron. Wait for Aaron to make a decision.
Listen, Aaron might be. Aaron going to call Aaron. Give
Bro,
him a call.
We let Aaron Rodgers hold us hostage like we a four. We the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're supposed to be acting like a kid. We acting like a four, like we a 10 up. He didn't go crash the door. Even he thought it. He really is a good player.
That's when I get real.
They better play like the 2008 Steelers because we ain't gonna score with 6 damn points.
Here's your mission, Limits.
Mason Rudolph!
I want you to somehow juxtapose Giannotti and Ryan Clark into a little package we can run in the 1 o'clock hour. That's your mission for the rest
All
of
right,
the show.
I think I can accomplish it.
I wish the visuals went with both, but obviously, well, we're not in the right medium for that, although you can watch us here on 93.7 The Fan, at least see me in the studio, which is small consolation for anybody. When Bob's here, it's a lot more attractive, I would say. But when they're waiting and they're waiting, you know, like the ball's about to drop on New Year's Eve, just waiting, they're going to explode. They think in celebration and instead they explode in Mason Rudolph.
Major disappointment.
Let me just hear that. What he says, his reaction is Mason Rudolph. I need to hear that again.
Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph!
Now that, somehow that should be the short clip that goes along with blah, 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 to the caller from Gio. So good luck with that the rest of the show, Limits. And before we get to Ray Fittipaldo, we've had a few people step up. Let's give them some room here. Go. Who do we have on the line?
All right, let's go to Neil. Is in Coriopolis. Hello, Neil.
This has certainly aroused the passions of Steeler fans everywhere. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, and how is this defensive lineman going to help them score more than 2.7 points in the first quarter and less than 9 points in the first half of games? I mean, you eventually have to draft a quarterback. You have to draft some offensive weapons. I mean, I would have loved to have a wide receiver, get rid of George Pickens, get a second-round pick maybe. If we don't get a pick until the 83rd pick, this is just an epic failure in draft.
Which quarterback would you like to have seen or would you like to see?
You brought me to the Jackson Dart train. I would have loved to have seen what he could do, but they're living in their fears once again, afraid of making a mistake. And you can't have the most expensive defense and an only draft defense all the time. I mean, how many players are still here from the last five drafts? Like, they can't develop anybody. They can't keep anybody. They bring in a bunch of retirees. I mean, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, it's not like they don't draft offense. I mean, they've drafted what?
Just the wrong guys.
Well, yeah. not necessarily. Their first three picks last year were Fatano. We don't know. I think Zach Frazier's going to be a good player. We don't know about Roman Wilson. Then the year before, Broderick Jones. And the year before that, they took a quarterback and a receiver. So and the year before that, a running back and a tight end. Listen. The plan here was to have a defense in place, the highest paid defense in football, and then supplement that with a young, emerging, talented offense, and they screwed it all up. That's how you get 10-8. What are they over the last 4 years? I think 37-32-1 with a minus point differential and three playoff blowout losses in the first round. There's a reason for that. You are right about they keep getting it wrong. Najee Harris, no second contract. Pat Freiermuth, good player. Wrong player to take. Could have had a center. And Creed Humphrey, George Pickens, no second contract, it looks like. Kenny Pickett, disaster from that year. DeMarvin Leal on the other side of the ball, disaster from that year. Broderick Jones the next year, did they get it right? I don't know. Joey Porter Jr., they both took a step back last year. So did Betton. Their top three picks took a step back. And then we don't know about two of the top three picks from last year because of injury. And yet they go. Yet you watch the national shows and it's, oh man, the Steelers, see, they know what they're doing. Do they? I think the chat. Next. And then we'll get to Ray. One more.
All right, here is Robin West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Morning, Fuzz. How y'all doing, man?
What?
I'm lost, man. I don't know what they're doing down there. I really don't. Like, they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers. It's crazy. If he's doing this right now, what do you think he's going to do when he gets there, if he comes? Like, he's running everything right now. So, if they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers, man, I was watching that draft yesterday, man. I couldn't believe it. After they... I don't know, man. I know they need defensive tackle help, but you could have did that. You could have addressed that in free agency. You could have paid Grady Jarrett the Aaron Rodgers money that you're holding for him.
Mm.
You could have addressed what you addressed right in the draft in the first round. So I just don't know what they're doing down there.
Who would you have taken, Rob?
I would have definitely took a quarterback at 21 as a steal.
Which one?
I would probably took Sanders. Because I've seen Jackson Dart play, man. I've seen Sanders play. Like, I'm just not sold on that Lane Kiffin offense, man. It just looks like it's just a system anybody can play in for real.
Well, listen, I wouldn't have minded a swing on Sanders either. I wouldn't have. And now it's going to be very, very curious to see where he goes. Let's get into some of that, too. I'm going to get Ray Fittipaldo's opinion for sure on the first round pick. Did he get it right, by the way? Did Ray get that right?
He picked either Harmon or Grant.
I don't know. He had 18 mock drafts leading up to it. He must have gotten it right in one of them, right?
Kabbali got it right.
Oh, my God. We'll never hear the end of that.
Well, we won't. He already was tooting his own horn last night on Twitter.
I'm more curious, however, to hear from Ray how he thinks the rest of this draft will go. Does Shador go to the Browns at 33, oh, limitless wonder?
Personally, I hope so. I hope the Browns take Shador Sanders because I feel like if they take him and they give him an opportunity and if he shows some things next year, maybe that means they don't pick a quarterback next year with their draft capital.
Man, it's going to be interesting. Some people have Shador going elsewhere. I think I saw Seattle was one pick and a couple of other places. And then there's Jalen Milroe, who is an object of great curiosity. Walter Football has the Saints getting him at 40. Pro Football Focus has him dropping all the way to 71 with the Saints. And I've seen a couple people say that the Jets will take Milroe. And now I can't remember where because my notes are scrambled. Maybe 42 for the Jets. And I think that would be brilliant because then you just go all in with two quarterbacks who sort of have similar styles. If you're the Jets,